while the president was doing what presidents are supposed to do, visiting disaster-torn areas, making a visit to the Red Cross. And by the way, if you can give some support to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army, go online, please do it, because they've got teams on the ground, as they do with the good people at World Vision. The Romney campaign went out, and they were going to have a campaign rally in Dayton, Ohio, and they just turned it into a disaster relief effort and asked people to bring in donations, which you would think is, you know, doing the right thing. You know, the best thing that Romney could do right now is encourage people to think about those who need help and step forward and help. Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC rolls her eyes and says, no, it doesn't work for me.
And then you've got the image of Mitt Romney doing what they say is not a campaign event in the same space they were going to hold a campaign event. They say they're making collections for hurricane and storm relief.
They didn't say they were. They did. They collect tons of food and clothing and sundries for people affected. Anyway, let's continue.
So first to you, we checked with the Red Cross. The Red Cross said, well, they are always grateful for donations, that this is not what they need or want, that they always tell people, please donate money, because we have our own packagers, wholesalers. Right. They have their own distribution system. And to now get these canned goods from the Romney event in Ohio and have to first package it, use clothes, they have to clean, they can't go directly to victims. So what they need is donations of blood and donations of money. It does seem like a thinly veiled, why Ohio? Why choose Ohio for
you know, right, because the storm is kind of...
Well, because that's where he is. And they were going to have a campaign event, so they said, let's turn the campaign event into a relief event. Yeah. If you ask me, isn't that doing the right thing? So let's not campaign today. Let's focus on collecting supplies for those who need it.
At the end of that clip, did she say, why Ohio?
Yeah.
Is it she did?
And,
can
Ohio
you imagine her apoplexy if he would have gone anywhere near New Jersey and tried to help people on the front lines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you exploiting
yeah.
this? I'd love to ask Andrea Mitchell and Chris Matthews and some of the other snarky commentators, what should Romney have done?
Mm.
What would you have wanted Romney to do?
I guess he's going to get the hammer from the MSNBC crew no matter what he does, I guess, is the simple answer.
What is the appropriate thing for a presidential candidate to do a week before the election when there's a storm? He puts his campaign on hold and turns a campaign rally into a relief rally, a relief collection point. Shouldn't you be, and they said, well, the Red Cross prefers money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Then the Red Cross can hand off the food to another agency or, you know, and have them, you know, carry it from there.
And what if it just gets used in Ohio? That's fine too, right?
So, yeah, because part of Ohio got clipped by the storm, not badly, not as bad as several of the other states, but just the small-mindedness of the pro-Obama element of the news media, which is to say three-quarters of it, is just coming through, and it just shows, you know, it's like when you're at a party or a reception or dinner, and, you know, you hear someone at the end of the table just making these snide, snarky comments, and you say to yourself, what a small person. Now, speaking of MSNBC, the one show they have that has even a modicum of balance is A Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski. And they had analyst Mark Halperin, used to be ABC's political director, now he's with what's left of Time magazine. And he basically was echoing what Karl Rove and Joe Trippi were saying about the Electoral College 1 week out from the election.
One thing we see is Democrats are playing a little bit more defense than they thought they would. And if you bring those states into the Electoral College picture, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, maybe Michigan, where Republican allies of Mitt Romney are now going on the offensive, it changes the Electoral College outlook quite a bit. Not saying Governor Romney's going to win any of those states, but Bill Clinton is in Minnesota. The president's campaign is going on television in Pennsylvania. They say, well, we're not going to lose these states. This is all silly. I think if Governor Romney's allies went on television in California, they wouldn't be inclined to play defense there. So they obviously feel a little bit of vulnerability in those states. And again, if you take the nine battlegrounds we've been talking about, expand the map a little bit to include Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and maybe Michigan, it's a much different calculation. So,
I think that Halperin, who carries kind of a liberal a bias into most of his analysis that I listen to, is calling this one down the middle. I think he's absolutely right. When Bill Clinton goes into Minnesota, it's because, by golly, the Democrats think they might not win Minnesota. When Joe Biden is in Pennsylvania, I mean, the campaign says, oh, we've got Pennsylvania locked, 5 points up, nothing to worry about. Is the vice president's plane landed in Scranton yet, by the way? Nothing to worry about. It's ours. We're focused on taking North Carolina and Florida from the those who think Romney's got them, because he doesn't. You care about where you send your people. Okay, when Bill Clinton's in Minnesota, it means, that, by golly, they might actually win Walter Mondale's state. The one state that went for Walter Mondale in 1984 is now in play. Al Frankenville is now a possible Republican pickup. And ditto for Pennsylvania, which has been steadily moving toward Romney now for a while. The undecided vote and the trend toward Romney make Pennsylvania a real pickup. Now, if Pennsylvania and Michigan go Romney's direction, then not only will they win the race, but we're talking about a 300-plus electoral vote decisive victory. We're one step away from a blowout if something like that was to happen.
This is Talk Radio 570 KVI, home of John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, The Schnitt Show, and Lars Larson. Talk Radio 570 KVI.